What can we learn from the 10 names given in the 5th chapter of Genesis from Adam to Noah? On today's Creation Moment, we take a look at what some consider to be a coincidence, while others believe it is a hidden prophecy of the gospel. And now, our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
There are 10 names in the first part of the Genesis 5 genealogy from Adam to Noah. These names also appear in order in 1 Chronicles chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. What can these verses mean? 1 Chronicles is particularly unusual because it simply lists the names without any explanation. I would argue that the fact we have the same list in Genesis 5 and 1 Chronicles 1 indicates that there are no gaps in this genealogy. It's popular to believe that the genealogies have gaps. Perhaps some genealogies do, but those of Genesis 5 and Genesis 11 are different because they contain numbers. The number of years listed seems to suggest that they can be used to calculate a simple chronology. The meanings of the names give a clue to why there are no gaps. Adam means man, Seth means appointed, Enosh means mortal, Kenan, sorrow, Mahalalel, the God who is to be praised, Jared, he shall come down, Enoch, teacher, Methuselah means his death shall bring it about, Lamech, weary, Noah, rest. Put the names together, and we find that the first section of 1 Chronicles actually reads, Man is appointed mortal sorrow, but the God who is to be praised shall come down, teaching that his death shall bring the weary rest. This is a statement of the gospel. Yet this does not work if there were to be any gaps in the Genesis 5 genealogy. It's no coincidence. This line of descent would eventually culminate in Jesus Christ himself.
To find thousands of biblical creation resources, find us online at creationmoments.com.